his tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am your guest host this afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show. Thank you so much for joining us across Wisconsin, across the Civic Media Network on this fine Wednesday afternoon. We've got a great show for you planned today, but for those of you who might not be familiar with me, again, my name is Dan Schaefer. I am the political editor of Civic Media. I am also the founder of the online weekly opinion column and online publication called The Recombobulation Area. Yes, The Recombobulation Area gets its name from the famous post-security area at the Milwaukee airport. And, you know, we have such a discombobulating news cycle here in the state of Wisconsin. We all need a place to recombobulate, so we can do that at the Recombobulation Area, and which is now part of the Civic Media Network. I actually just published a piece today at the Recombobulation Area. You can go check that one out. It is on Ben Wickler, the state party chair, state Democratic Party chair in Wisconsin, whose name has been in the mix for potential national role with the Democratic National Committee. I do check that one out. We're going to be talking about that one later in the show as well. NBC News national reporter Natasha Kurecki is going to be joining us at about 2:30 this afternoon. She has been doing some reporting at the national level about this race for the DNC chair. You know, this is going to be one of the first big decisions that Democrats will be making as they pick up the pieces after the election and get ready for a second Trump term. Yep, we're going forward with it. So take a look at that one. I think that's going to be, a really interesting battle over the next few months. We've seen a number of candidates kind of jump in to the race for the DNC chair. And again, Wickler has not made any announcements just yet, but he confirmed to the Recombobulation Area. A source close to Wickler has confirmed to the Recombobulation Area that he is seriously considering the role. This could be a one pretty big domino to fall in Wisconsin politics if Wickler were to make a run for this role, if he were to end up as the chair of the DNC. This is going to be an important fight going forward for Democrats to figure out, you know, what exactly the pushback to Trump 2.0 will be in 2025 and beyond. Also today and on the show, we are going to be joined by my good friend Eric Name, who's the beat reporter for the Milwaukee Bucks. I, as you might know, am a huge, huge Milwaukee Bucks fan. Anybody who follows me on the platform formerly known as Twitter knows that I am a huge, huge Bucks fan, and I'm probably one of the only people on Twitter who would ever get a stick to politics tweet, because some people will follow me for, you know, being the political editor of Civic Media or for my work at the Recombobulation Area. And sometimes all of a sudden out of nowhere, for people who might not know that I'm a huge Bucks fan, I'll start live tweeting a Bucks game and people will be like, "Hey, what's this? Where did this come from?" Yep, I'm a huge Bucks fan. So that's where that all comes from. So we'll be talking to Eric at the top of the 3 o'clock hour later in the show as well. And then later in that 3 o'clock hour, we're also going to be joined by my friend John D. Johnson, a researcher at Marquette University. He has done a tremendous amount of work mapping, the results of the presidential election, the results of the race for U.S. Senate. And he's also done a little bit of a deep dive on the results in the Wisconsin state legislature. And with this being, the first election happening under new maps, we paid so much attention over the last couple of weeks to the results at the top of the ticket. And the results for U.S. Senate, which finally Eric Hovde conceded on Monday. But, you know, there's still much to learn from what happened down ballot, especially in this very unique election that Wisconsin just had with new maps, you know, here in 2024. Typically that comes at the end of the after the census, after every 10 years. But because those maps were struck down as unconstitutional by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, then those new maps being in place for the first time for this election, you know, led to some pretty significant Democratic gains, particularly in the state Senate, where there were five races that Democrats were viewed as competitive races, and Democrats won all five. So that is a pretty important development there. And we're going to be taking a look at just kind of how these elections looked on the new maps, how they might have looked on old maps. So, you know, so much to discuss with Mr. John D. Johnson there as well. We're also going to be taking your calls throughout the show, where you can find us at 855-752-4842 to call in, call and text, leave a comment on the live stream. And I think, you know, I've been promoting the show today. We just got a comment on the live stream that somebody's coming from Blue Sky. I started tweeting, you know, I'm still calling it tweeting. It's going to take a while, but that there's been some a little bit more activity coming from Blue Sky. So shout out to our listener and streamer here, making their way over from Blue Sky as well. Once again, my name is Dan Schaefer. I am filling in for Maggie Dawn this afternoon. I am the founder of the Recombobulation Area, a weekly opinion column and online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. And the Recombobulation Area is now a part of the Civic Media Network. And I am now part of Civic Media as its political editor. So very excited to be here with you. I think this is it's been a very busy couple months since I started this role. Actually, my first day in this role was the first day of the DNC in Chicago. So what a time, you know, to be jumping into a role like this. But I've guest hosted these a few different shows on a number of occasions, and it has been a little while since I've done that. So do bear with me if I get at all discombobulated today. But we've got a great show for you. We're going to recombobulate, whether it's me getting discombobulated on the show, our very discombobulating news cycle. We're going to put everything back together. We're going to get our shoes back on, get our bags together, and make our way to our destination once we've got all of that figured out today. So before we get into the portion of the show with our guests, we're going to be talking about just a few of the headlines that have been going on in and around Wisconsin in the news this week, today. Always so much happening in our discombobulating state. So one of the big news items from today that has come through and hit my inbox earlier this afternoon was that the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has voted to endorse Susan Crawford for Wisconsin Supreme Court. So, you know, just in case you were missing the campaign world in Wisconsin for, you know, a whole 2 weeks of a not campaign cycle, we are right back at it here in the state, because the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court is just a few months away. This is going to be a tremendously important race to essentially determine the balance of power in the state for that. There is currently a 4-3 liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That was, of course, a hard-fought victory for those on the left, for Democrats in Wisconsin, winning a number of races, and in particular flipping the seat that was open in 2023 when Janet Protasiewicz won a decisive victory over conservative candidate Daniel Kelly. And so for the past couple of years, that has led to, you know, some really important rulings, especially on redistricting, like I mentioned earlier in the show about those new maps we'll be talking about with John Johnson. Every election matters. And because this will be back on the ballot in the state of Wisconsin, the balance of power will be on the ballot in the state of Wisconsin. That election is happening in April. There is a February primary, but you know, I think there is only one left-leaning candidate who has announced in this, and that is Judge Susan Crawford. So the Democratic Party of Wisconsin endorsed her today. I'll read part of the statement from Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler. He said, "Now more than ever, our democracy needs ardent defenders who will stand up for the rule of law and protect our constitutional rights from extreme special interests who seek to politicize our Constitution and undermine our freedoms. Judge Susan Crawford has proven through a career of service to Wisconsin as an attorney, prosecutor, and circuit court judge that she will always protect Wisconsinites' core freedoms." So, you know, Brad Schimmel is the Republican, essentially the Republican-backed candidate in this. He's the former Republican attorney general. He's currently a judge in Waukesha County. Remains to be seen if there will be, you know, another right-leaning candidate jump into this race, but I would certainly expect the general election race to be between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. And, you know, I know there's a lot of election fatigue in Wisconsin right now. We just had an excruciating campaign cycle over the last few months. So many millions and perhaps billions of dollars dumped into the state for these campaigns, for president, for Senate, on down the line. But we can't rest, and we have to get right back at it in the coming months here as this campaign ramps up. So, if you are out there looking for a way to get active, get involved, do something after the crushing defeat at the hands of Donald Trump in the election here, this is a way to do it. This is a way to get involved and get involved in this particular race. You are listening to The Maggie Don Show. I am your guest host this afternoon. My name is Dan Schaefer. We're going to be headed to break right now, but we'll be talking more about some of those headlines after the break. Stick with us. We will be right back.